News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Oh, yes. Welcome back. It is Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. And let's get started with the top three stories here for you. So starting off first, the Biden administration has gone ahead and pardoned all those with federal convictions for possessing small amounts of marijuana. Then Ukraine has regained 150 miles of land, expanding their counteroffensive against Russia. And the court has declared the DACA program is illegal. No new applicants will be allowed into the DACA program, but those who are already involved, the nearly 600,000 Dreamers, will be able to remain at least temporarily. There's a new law, rule pertaining to Dreamers that is supposed to go into effect October 31st. The courts have pushed that down to the lower courts to give guidance on how the new rule will affect Dreamers going forward. And that might get appealed and, you know, it could go on and on still, but at least that's where it is right now. And President Biden today coming out and saying that Congress needs to do something to make this more permanent, which he does. That's the reason why this is illegal, which we've talked about many times in the past, that you can't be president of the United States and create something permanent. And that's what Obama did with DACA. It remained when Trump tried to get rid of it. They said, no, you can't get rid of it. Since then, the courts have corrected themselves and said, okay, no, wait, just because a president creates some executive order, it cannot last forever. It's the whole point of checks and balances. Because remember, they used DACA. Trump tried to get rid of DACA. They said, you can't get rid of it unless you give us a good reason to get rid of it. Well, then Trump created the Stay in Mexico policy. Biden came in office and said, I want to get rid of the Stay in Mexico policy. They said, you can't get rid of it. And they said, why not? I said, because we already set precedent with DACA. We wouldn't let Trump get rid of DACA. We can't let you get rid of his Trump Stay in Mexico policy. I was like, this is the most egregious thing that can happen to our republic, is when a president of the United States can create an executive order and it lasts forever. Luckily, the courts last summer came out and said, okay, you know what, that thing we said about Stay in Mexico policy and how the precedent was set with DACA, yeah, they both were wrong. So if the president wants to get rid of Stay in Mexico policy, he can. If a future president wants to get rid of DACA, they can. Well, in the meantime, there's been a legal challenge to DACA, and that's gone to the courts, and now the appeals court said, yeah, sure enough, it is not a legal program. If it's going to run the way it runs, then it needs to go through Congress. Because you got to remember, the whole thing with the executive branch is that the executive branch does have some leeway on how they can enforce laws and how they can enforce rules pertaining to laws. But if there's not an existing law in place, then they can't really do anything with it. And so right now, there is no law in place that has essentially amnesty for Dreamers. There is no law in place. So for DACA to work, there would have to be a law in place already that says, if you were brought here as a minor, you can stay here. Now, DACA, go ahead and create how you're going to make those rules to happen. But instead, there was no law in place. They basically just made the law. And so it's been illegal since Obama did it. And a lot of us have been saying this since it went into place. It's like, it's not even, and here's the thing. I'm not even saying I'm against DACA. I like DACA. I understand the principle of it. I get it. Minors shouldn't be punished for their parents' sins. I get it, but it's got to be done the right way, and the right way is through Congress. And if Congress is too divided to be able to come up with it, so be it. That's why we have it the way we do. That's why we have a republic the way we have it. So I just, but you can't go, well, Congress isn't able to come up with anything, so I just have to force it through with an executive order. Nope. And then speaking of which, well, we've seen this happening over and over with marijuana. It's just a matter of when, not if, marijuana will be legal. The latest sign of it today, President Biden pardoning federal convictions for those possessing small amounts of marijuana. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Well, our major slowdowns have cleared up. So Gulf Beach Highway is moving nicely in both directions, as well as I-10 and I-110. Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach also moving smoothly. And we are checking in clear on 98. No major slowdowns on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, or Navarre. See something else? Just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. A couple things here. In Baldwin County, police are reporting that they're finding a lot more vaping and THC use amongst teenagers in schools. And I figure if that's happening over there in Daphne area in Baldwin County, you know that's happening over here in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties as well, right? So they're starting to see a big increase of vaping amongst teenagers. The question I have pertaining to that is, I wonder what the percentage is of kids using vape products, like the percentage of kids in school using vape products compared to the percentage of kids who used to smoke cigarettes like back in the 80s and the 90s and the 70s, right? Like, when I was growing up in the 80s and 90s, I would say maybe a third, maybe not quite a third, but pretty close, maybe a quarter of the students in school smoked cigarettes. And I bet in the 70s it probably was even more than that. You'd say a quarter to a third. Well, are a quarter to a third kids using vapes? I don't know. I'm just saying I would like to know what that percentage is. So I think it would be interesting to because if it is like the similar percentage or even less, then that's a positive thing. I think because no matter what, teenagers are always going to be trying to get involved with things that they shouldn't be getting involved with, right? So it's just a matter of whether it's a growing problem or not. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. A couple things out there in the Atlantic to pay attention to. Potential tropical cyclone number 13. It is out there right now, and it is expected to be a tropical storm by tonight, maybe early morning tomorrow, and it's on its way towards Nicaragua. And by the time it hits Nicaragua on Sunday, it should be a hurricane. And then it'll pass through Nicaragua, through Honduras, into Guatemala. At that point, that's where the storm track ceases. They don't really have an idea where it'll go. It could continue on into Mexico and just kind of fizzle out, but it might turn northward into the Gulf of Mexico. In which case, if it does, we'll only be needing to pay attention to that by the end of next week. So we'll keep our eye on potential tropical cyclone 13. The other one is number 12, and it's out there, and it's not really going to affect anybody. It looks like it's going to fizzle out the next day or so. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up next, top trending news.
I live my day as if it was the last. Live my day as if there was no past. Doing it all night, all summer. Doing it the way I wanna. Yeah, I'ma dance my heart out till the dawn.
Hey, join WSRE PBS for Fiesta. Visit WSRE.org for your tickets to La Fiesta del Vino y la Comida. It's their annual wine and food classic featuring local chefs, live music, and a special guest, Alejandra Ramos, host of The Great American Recipe on PBS. Go to WSRE.org for more information on that. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Well, people convicted of simple possession of marijuana now being pardoned by President Biden.
No one should be in jail just for using or possessing marijuana. And criminal records for marijuana possession have led to needless barriers to employment, to housing, to educational opportunities.
The president's action, of course, applying to anyone who has a conviction for marijuana at the federal level. And Biden wants state governors to take the same action. He's also now asking his administration, including the attorney general, to review how it's classified under federal law. Well, things starting to get a little bit closer to normal for some people in Southwest Florida. One crucial piece to that puzzle, restoring power. Florida Power and Light says they've restored power now for more than 2 million of their customers in storm-damaged areas since Ian hit last week.
We have over 21,000 men and women from across 30 states dedicated to this effort.
And that's FPL's Eric Sillagy. He says all of the various utility companies, local state officials, and even the federal government have all been working together with that common goal. A historic SpaceX mission carrying astronauts is now docked at the International Space Station. The Crew 5 mission launched yesterday in a Falcon 9 rocket. The astronauts now moving aboard the International Space Station. They'll be there for 5 months. The launch is the first involving a Native American woman, NASA's Nicole Mann. Cosmonaut Anna Kikina is also taking part in the mission. It's the first time a Russian has gone into orbit on a SpaceX mission. And Bobby, the Texas Rangers baseball fan that caught Aaron Judge's record-breaking home run might be sitting on quite the payout. A California sports memorabilia auction house has now reportedly offered that fan, Corey Humans, $2 million for Judge's record 60-second home run ball that he caught on Tuesday. The Dallas financier says he's not sure what his plans for the iconic baseball are just yet, and he says he's had more than a few offers so far for the ball.
I found out the auction house was offering $2 million right off the bat. That one didn't surprise me. And then I guess he said no to that one, and then, yeah, like I said, he's got a bunch of other offers. So you know he's going to be getting...
Now, would you take the $2 million and run, or would you hold out hoping for a bigger offer?
I'd probably just take the $2 million and run. I mean, it's just a freaking ball. You just caught it. And, I'd probably just take the $2 million and just go. Like, especially from auction house, you know they got the money. So just go with that. And some people are saying he should just give it away for free. And I'm like, nope, I wouldn't do that. I don't think he should do that one. But I would take the money and just move forward. But I mean, it depends. Depends on how sentimental you are. I mean, he's a Rangers fan, though. Like, if he was a Yankees fan, I could see him wanting to hold on to it more because there's some sentimental value there. I would just take the money. Wouldn't you? What would you do?
Oh, yeah. I'm right there with you. I'd take the money and run pretty quick.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have to think about it too long.
All right, yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, let's get traffic on the fives.
Well, our roads are checking in clear. No major delays or slowdowns to report. No accidents on I-10 or I-110, as well as 29 or 90. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, a couple more thoughts about the DACA program for you. Coming up here next. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I know this DACA program thing, this news about DACA is upsetting a lot of people because they feel like, look, you know, there's a lot of kids who were brought here when they were young and, you know, they didn't have a choice. It wasn't like they said, hey, I want to go to America. They were brought here when they were young. So it was not their fault that they're here technically illegally and therefore they shouldn't be punished. I understand that, but we are a land of laws, and so it's not that they should be punished because they are here illegally. It's just that if they're going to be given rights as citizens, then it needs to be done the right way, and the right way is through Congress. And the DACA program was not. The DACA program was created by executive order by the president. It was an egregious mistake by the Supreme Court to not allow President Trump to get rid of the DACA program when he was president. Now they are, the courts are assessing it and realizing, yeah, this is not, this is where it's like a lot of Democrats right now feel like the courts are being an activist court. But the reality of it is, I mean, we're a land of laws, and we're a government set up with a system of checks and balances. The activist court was the court that previously allowed an executive order to remain intact as if it is law. That completely subverts and goes around all of the checks and balances of our government. It essentially made the office of president the office of king. And that's the activist court. When a president of the United States can create a program as massive as DACA is, and it can stay in place for all these years, you just made Obama king. That is the most agree. And you get people all concerned about saying that Trump was trying to become a dictator in chief and everything. No. Obama creating DACA and it remaining this long without any legal challenges and the Supreme Court upholding it for this long up to this point, that was the most egregious thing to our Republican democracy. And they're finally trying to fix it. They're trying to fix the mistakes of the previous activist court that allowed a president to act like a dictator or a king. By the way, states are deploying about 2,500 troops, National Guard troops, down to the U.S.-Mexico border. Getting rid of things like DACA, which is, it's great, I understand it's a good program, but the pathway to hell is paved with good intentions sometimes. Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Got your sports hit here coming up here in just a minute. But first, let me get your top three stories. So starting off with in a historic move, President Biden has pardoned those with federal convictions for possessing small amounts of marijuana. He's encouraged the states to also pardon those who might have state convictions for possession of marijuana. Ukraine, and by the way, I pointed this out before, I'll say it again, there's actually more states now where marijuana is completely legal, like you can buy it like alcohol for recreational purposes. There's more states where it's legal for recreational purposes than states where it's illegal even for medical purposes. And it's just a matter of time, I think, that things are getting worked out to where it'll be completely legal. Ukraine has regained 150 miles of land and expanding in their expanding counteroffensive. And the court has declared the DACA program to be illegal, but leaves the policy intact for nearly 600,000 immigrant dreamers, and no new applicants will be allowed. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's talk sports.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, the Shriners Children's Open is going on in Las Vegas, and at the top of the leaderboard after round one is Tom Hoge at 8 under par. Siwoo Kim and Maverick McNealy are both at 7 under par, and then a whole bunch of people at 6 under par. That tournament is on ESPN Plus, by the way. Major League Baseball, yesterday was the last day of the regular season, so there's no baseball today. Tomorrow begins the wild card, which I'll talk about here in a second. The NBA preseason is going on right now. Brooklyn Nets leading the Miami Heat 7-2. That game's on ESPN. Earlier today, the Atlanta Hawks beat the Milwaukee Bucks. And tonight at 9 o'clock on ESPN is the Minnesota Timberwolves against the LA Lakers. Then NHL hockey preseason is going on. Ottawa is leading Montreal 3-2 at the end of the second period. At the end of the first period, Florida Panthers are beating the Tampa Bay Lightning 2-0. And on NHL Network right now, it's a tie game between the New Jersey Red Devils and the Islanders at 1 apiece. Tonight on ESPN Plus, you've got Chicago playing Minnesota and Las Vegas playing L.A. Then back over here to Major League Baseball. So the wild card is tomorrow. You've got the Rays playing the Guardians, the Mariners playing the Blue Jays, the Phillies playing the Cardinals, and the Padres playing the Mets. The games begin at 11 o'clock on ESPN. And then at 1 o'clock is the Phillies and the Cardinals on ABC. And then it goes back to ESPN for the Mariners and Blue Jays at 3 o'clock. And at 7 o'clock is the Padres against the Mets. Now, the Atlanta Braves are already in the NLDS. They will be playing the they'll be playing the winner of the Phillies-Cardinals game. So whoever the winner of that is will play the Atlanta Braves in the NLDS. The Tampa Bay Rays, if they beat the Cleveland Guardians, they will end up playing the Yankees in the ALDS. So that's kind of the local team around here, how that plays out. In sports news, real quick, LeBron James making an appeal to Commissioner Adam Silver about owning an NBA team in Las Vegas. That's right. LeBron stating that he wants to own an NBA team, and he wants it to be in Las Vegas. Then ex-NFL running back Le'Veon Bell is going to make his pro boxing debut against former UFC fighter Uriah Hall. And the report on Tua Tagovailoa, as far as the investigation into his concussion and the concussion protocols and things like that, that is expected to be done today. And then let's see here. LIV Golf is trying to get their golfers to be able to get world ranking points. But that is being put on hold for now. And then final, Lionel Messi has announced that his 2022 World Cup will be his last. That is your sports hit right here on Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Nothing to report right now. Our roads are looking good with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. 9 Mile, Scenic Highway, Mobile Highway, and Cervantes also checking in clear and posted speeds on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. See something else? Just give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Before we get to today's sign of the apocalypse, let me just talk about real estate real quick. The market's changing pretty quickly. We know real estate prices are up. Mortgage prices are up now nearly 7% in many cases. And we know that the Federal Reserve still plans to raise the interest rates at least a couple more times. So selling your house in a changing market is stressful. And so right now might be the best time to get the most for your house before the rates increase again. So call the agent I would call, Christina Leavenworth. She sells more houses for more money than anybody in the Pensacola area. And her team and her succeed because they focus on making sure their clients succeed. In fact, she's the only agent in town who would guarantee her performance. If she can't sell your house in 10 days, she'll sell it anyway and you pay her nothing. She'll even put it in writing. Now, why would she make that guarantee? Because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing, generating demand. Right now, she already has about 100 approved buyers looking and ready to buy. So if you've got a house to sell, she may already have the buyer for you, just waiting. Just give her a call, 850-723-9158. And if for any reason you need to sell right away, Christina will buy your house for all cash, and she can close in 7 days. Call Christina Leavenworth and get more money at 850-723-9158. It's Christina Leavenworth, Rinky Realty.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, today's sign of the apocalypse comes in London. A fancy restaurant in London was looking for a grape feeder. Sounds so weird. They're looking for a grape feeder who will feed customers grapes with their bare hands. Therefore, the advertisement for this grape feeder says that applicants must have gorgeous hands and a basic grasp of Greek and Latin. Oh, that's weird. like in the Greek type mythology type stuff where you got like servants feeding you grapes by hand? I guess so. So the applicants must have gorgeous hands. Perks include regular manicures and the finest food and wine. Apparently the position was almost immediately filled. So there, I wonder what gorgeous hands looks like. Better than that, what happens if you applied for the job and you didn't get it? Can you like sue because they're like, what are you doing discriminating against my hands? Why do you think my hands are ugly? Just because you think my hands, are you trying to fat shame my hands? I'm just saying, what do you think you're trying to do, fat shame my hands? Or maybe my hands are too bony. You trying to say my hands are too bony? Are you bony shaming my hands? What about wrinkly? You saying my hands are too wrinkly and they're not gorgeous? I think wrinkles are gorgeous. Hashtag wrinkly hands are gorgeous. I'm just saying. I don't know. All right, it's Vince Cole right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here in a minute, got some of the top costumes for this Halloween season to share with you. But first, let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what's up with the news?
Well, Bobby, a historic African-American library here in Pensacola going to get some new life breathed into it. The city of Pensacola announced today that they've received a $500,000 state grant that they're going to use to convert the old Alice S. Williams Library into a new gathering and event space, as well as a resource center. Of course, it'll also have historical markers and displays. Now, this library dates back to the 1950s and segregation times, and it was the first public library that would serve African Americans here in the city. The city says this restoration is going to help to educate future generations about an era when African Americans had to create their own opportunities and educate themselves. City Council set to vote to approve this grant at a meeting here later this month.
All right, there you go. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So top Halloween costumes of 2022. Let's start with the kiddos. So the top costumes for kids is Paw Patrol, Justice League, Dorothy, I guess from like Wizard of Oz, Darth Vader, Harley Quinn, black and white striped inmate costumes, an inflatable T-Rex, Black Panther, Foxy from the video game Five Nights at Freddy's. I've heard of that game. I've never played it, so I have no idea what Foxy would be. That seems, isn't that like a horror thing? I don't think I'd want my kids playing, walking around in something like that, but whatever. And then finally, Sonic the Hedgehog rounds out the top 10 for Halloween costumes this season in 2022. For adults, it's inflatable T-Rex. Then Wonder Woman 1984, Buddy the Elf, Dark Knight, Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. Why is Dorothy from Wizard of Oz all of a sudden popular? It's popular for both kids and for adults. Oh, that's weird. Captain Marvel, Rey from The Force Awakens, Harley Quinn, Ride a Beer Buddy. That's where you look like you're riding on a guy's shoulders. And Elvis. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me to see Elvis. Top costumes for pets, Minions. Beetlejuice, Tigger from Winnie the Pooh, walking teddy bear costumes, and then Ariel from The Little Mermaid, Slimer from Ghostbusters, Snow White, and Superman. Those are the top costumes for pets. Some of the costumes that have gotten more interest this year compared to last year are Stranger Things costumes, Elvis and Priscilla, Patrick Bateman from American Psycho, and Top Gun costumes. Yeah, actually, I'm surprised there was Top Gun costumes weren't in the top 10, at least for adults. There you go. So those are your top costumes going right there. You know, I saw this story as it pertains to wearing stuff. 1 in 5 male office workers, 1 in 5, wear the same shirt 3 days a week. Like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, wearing the same shirt. Tuesdays and Thursdays are wearing a different shirt. They have two shirts. They're wearing, they have two shirts they wear to the office. You know, back in the day when guys used to wear suits all the time to work, yes, I know a lot of guys who just had one or two shirts and one suit, and that was what they wore every week. But now with casual attire in the office, I'm surprised to see that there's that high of a percentage of people. Maybe there's just that many offices that still wear suits and ties to work that I just didn't realize. Maybe there are. That seemed kind of odd to me to see that 21% wear the same shirt. 10% said they wear the same shirt four times in a week. That's a little much. Even if you're wearing a suit and tie every day, to wear the same shirt 4 days in a week, like, it's hard to wash it in between that. That's difficult right there. Then let's see here. The 52% said they have about five different looks, and they'll rewear the same rotation every week. So basically, Mondays they're wearing the same thing, Tuesdays they're wearing the same thing, Wednesday they're wearing, about 52%. So that's about what they do. I can see that. Makes it easier. You got your five outfits. You know what you're gonna wear. The poll, most men said that they only wear about 41% of their available wardrobe. Well, that's interesting. I'm guessing that girls is not the same way. This was a study for guys. I'm betting that's probably not the same for women. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Our roadways are looking good. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays, as well as Davis Highway, 9 Mile Road, and Highway 90 in Milton and Pace checking in clear. See something else, just give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives. And yes, it's definitely different for girls.
So you wouldn't wear the same shirt three times in a week?
Oh, no. By the third day?
What about pants? No, three times in a week, because it could be like Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Okay. So it's like every other
pants,
day.
Pants, I would say yes. Like jeans or something. If you didn't wear them like all day or anything like that. I would say yeah. But shirt, no.
But the shirt's got to change every day.
Yeah.
That's why I look at it. I think you can get away with two pairs of pants for the whole week at work. But the shirt's got to be different every day is what I would normally say. Like, unless you're wearing a suit, like a pantsuit type thing like guys used to do. That's different. You're wearing a white shirt every day. Then I could see something like that, I guess. But, yeah. Just nowadays with the casual. So how much of your wardrobe do you wear? So the average guy says they use 41%. I use 100% of my wardrobe.
There's definitely stuff in my wardrobe that I don't wear. Like, and I have it worn, but I just can't get rid of. So I would say I'd say I'm close to 50%, maybe a little bit more than that.
Okay, I got
to
ask this then. You opened up the question here. Do you have any clothes that still have their tags on them?
Why did you have to ask that?
They're hanging up.
Yeah, I do.
I suspected it when you said you have 50% of your wardrobe. There's definitely stuff you haven't worn. I'm like, oh, well, I bet she's got stuff that still has tags on it.
Yeah. It's just,
why? I don't understand this. This is a female thing too. Because I don't see guys ever doing that. Why you buy something and you don't wear it?
Because what if it was on sale and it was a really good deal and you know you're going to wear it? I just haven't had the place to wear it yet. And then you can't get rid of it because you're like, I got it on such a good deal. It was a steal,
okay, I see.
Basically.
I got you. So if you find a smoking deal on something that you're like, that's cute, I want to wear that eventually.
Yes.
That's the motivation to go ahead and get it, put it in the closet, eventually you'll wear it. You're thinking.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Yeah. Nope, I don't think that way. but I'm the guy that's like, oh, I need a new pair of pants. I start all my clothes shopping at the thrift store. I go to the thrift store first. Then after I go to like a couple thrift stores, if I still don't find something I like, then I'll go to like cheap big box stores. If I still don't find anything there that I like that fits or whatever, then I'll go to like the mall or go to some other nicer stores. But usually by then, I've usually found something. Very rarely do I have to go to some other place. So, but I'm just cheap. I'm just like, hey, it covers my body. It's good. So, all right. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Oh, dang it. I wanted to bring this up here. A Politico in the state of Florida says that the governor's race is Governor DeSantis's now. He's basically won the race. The race for Florida governor is over. And the reason is because President Biden basically endorsed Governor DeSantis. And I was like, what? What did he do? So I pull up this article, and they're basically saying because he said that Governor DeSantis did a good job with Hurricane Ian response, That's the same thing as an endorsement, and therefore he got the endorsement from the Democrat president, and therefore the governor's race is over. I'm like, that's not an endorsement. That's actually what people are wanting to see in politics. Don't be the opposition for the sake of being the opposition. If the governor did a good job, it's okay to say he did a good job. And it doesn't mean you're endorsing him to be governor. This is the kind of stuff that we just got to stop with. And this Politico is basically like, well, because he said that, it sounds like he endorsed him.